This is Highland Radio News.
Coming up, US President Joe Biden's announced his country will ban oil and gas products from Russia. A citizens' assembly may be held to consider Ireland's long-standing position of military neutrality. The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council says emergency measures need to be put in place to reduce the spiralling cost of fuel. And Donegal County Council is seeking tenders for the Killybegs Town Centre regeneration project. We'll have all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly too. First in news though, US President Joe Biden's announced his country will ban oil and gas products from Russia. Fightings continued on the ground in Ukraine with attempts to evacuate civilians from the city of Mariupol failing for a fourth day. A ceasefire did hold up to allow residents to flee the embattled town of Sumy, though. In England, Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky is about to make an historic address to the House of Commons. He'll become the first foreign leader ever to do so. The UK has also announced it's going to stop importing Russian oil. US President Joe Biden admitted these sanctions will mean further increases in petrol prices.
That means Russian oil will no longer be acceptable at US ports, and the American people will deal another powerful blow to Putin's war machine. Americans have rallied to support their Ukrainian people and made it clear we will not be part of subsidizing Putin's war.
A citizens' assembly may be held to consider Ireland's long-standing position of military neutrality. Senior government ministers have said Ireland's position on neutrality has evolved since joining the EU in 1973. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says a discussion may need to be had, but now is not the time.
So not now, we need to concentrate on the war effort, please, in terms of helping people come out of that and stopping the war, and in terms of supporting the people of Ukraine should be our immediate priority. Not to get, if you like, diverted on a debate around military neutrality and so on. It hasn't stopped anything that we need to do with our European colleagues in respect of helping Ukraine.
The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council says emergency measures need to be put in place to reduce the spiralling cost of fuel. Councillor Jack Murray says people are facing an emergency, with some families unable to afford to heat their homes. He believes the government need to step in and reduce the amount of tax paid on fuel. Councillor Murray says the matter is compounded due to a lack of public transport available in Donegal.
We have families now that genuinely can't afford to heat their homes. There's people can't afford to put diesel in their cars. And Donegal, we know we rely here more than anywhere else on personal car use. We don't have the luxury of choosing to hop on a Lewis. Our train and our railway lines were dismantled about half a century ago. So we have to get in the car. If we want to go to work, we have to get in our car. And people are going to get hit very, very hard when they go to petrol stations today. And the point of making it is that although oil is increasing, the price of oil is increasing globally, and that's beyond our control. There's a horrific war going on in Ukraine, and that's causing that spike. But the government does have it within their gift to reduce the level of tax that we pay on our fuel. And worse still, they have still not given a commitment not to increase the carbon tax again in May. So I do think this is an emergency. When it's combined with the cost of living crisis, I do think emergency measures need to be taken to not only commit to not increasing the carbon tax, but to reduce the level of tax that we're paying at this moment in time.
Donegal County Council is seeking tenders for the Killybegs Town Centre regeneration project. The project is the result of collaboration with the local community, Donegal County Council and the Department of the Marine. Trish Laverty has more.
This significant regeneration project has an overall value of €4.84 million and is funded by the Department of Rural and Community Development. The project aims to transform the urban fabric of the town and be a catalyst in creating jobs, increasing revenue and activating the private sector. It will deliver the dramatic redevelopment of Island House as a new tourism facility in conjunction with the hub, targeted at fostering further business, enterprise and innovation in Killybegs, and and will be complemented by the transformation of the existing public car park at the Diamond to a multi-user civic space with capacities for social function and commercial purpose that will encourage visitors and residents to the town centre. Tender documents are available on etenders.gov.ie, and the closing date for receipt of tenders is the 22nd of March at 12 p.m.
Money and numerous high-value items have been stolen from a business premises in Letterkenny. The property, situated at the car park area beside the station roundabout on Pierce Road, was targeted at around 4:30 on Saturday morning last. A man is believed to have smashed the glass in the front door and entered the shop. The suspect was wearing a black coat with the hood up, wearing a mask, dark bottoms and black trainers. A sum of cash and a large quantity of electrical goods were stolen in the raid. Gartha Sean Sweeney has more details on what was taken and has made this appeal.
A black iPhone 11, a black iPhone SS Max, various GHD hair styling tools, which included 3 hair dryers, 3 curlers and 10 hair straighteners, and 2 sets of hot tool curlers were all stolen. So appeal to anybody who's in the area, observe this man or catch him in dash cam. In particular, the taxi rank is situated close to the shop. We urge the taxi drivers to check their dash cam footage from that date. Also, should anybody come across similar type of items for sale in suspicious circumstances, please alert Gardaí, and the confidential line again is 1800 666 111.
Gardaí have been praised for their actions following a dramatic chase on Rosnaula Beach on Sunday. Video footage of an incident involving 2 motorcyclists speeding across the busy beach has been circulated widely on social media. One motorcyclist was eventually apprehended by Gardaí, who gave chase on foot after the motorcyclist fell off his bike. One motorcyclist was arrested and is due to appear in court. Michael Daly of Daly's Donegal on the 9 till noon show outlined what unfolded on Sunday afternoon.
As far as I can make out, at least 4 different, certainly 3 different videos by people on the beach of 2 motorcycles making their way from, and to those of you who may not be familiar with the beach, let's say the Sandhurst Hotel is on the centre. You go down the ramp and you turn left, and they're heading for the old exit, which is up close to the Friary. And they can be seen travelling at very high speed. And the nature of the bikes as well, the noise was the thing that struck me even on the video. And they're pursued by Gardaí, and the Gardaí are coming out of this with a lot of credit.
A judge has said turning a blind eye to assist a criminal gang is the essential bedrock of their success and must be discouraged. He was speaking at the sentencing of a man who allowed a gang to use his home for what turned out to be the murder of 17-year-old Cian Mulready Woods. Courts correspondent Frank Graney has this report, which some listeners may find distressing.
52-year-old Jared McKenna didn't know if the gang wanted to use his house at Rathmullen Park in Drogheda 4, but the judge said he didn't appear to care. That said, Mr Justice Paul McDermott accepted that he didn't expect it to be murder. It's believed Cian Mulready Woods was killed in McKenna's home in January 2020. McKenna cleaned the crime scene afterwards and removed evidence. He painted over blood on the walls and ceiling, put down a new floor, and took a blood-stained couch out of the house. McKenna wasn't a member of the gang, wasn't involved in the murder, and wasn't there when it happened. But Mr Justice McDermott said that if people are minded to help other, more dangerous criminals, then they would thrive. Turning a blind eye must be discouraged, he said, before jailing McKenna for 4 years. Frank Graney, the Central Criminal Court.
The Health Minister has said he wants to provide everyone with free contraception over the next few years. Money was confirmed this morning for free birth control for 17 to 25-year-olds from August. The 2022 Women's Health Plan also commits to safe access zones around health providers offering abortions. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly says he doesn't have a timeline for when free contraception will be available to all.
What we've budgeted for this year is 17 to 25-year-olds. I want to expand that. It is contingent on budget conversations. So this year, in this year's budget, I believe there's 9 million, which is the cost from August, September to the end of the year. The full year cost is around 24 million.
There are calls for a train station at Dublin Airport, which would serve every city in Ireland. The Oireachtas Transport Committee has been discussing the All-Ireland Rail Review today. It has heard large parts of Ireland, including Donegal, have no railway service at all, with calls for new lines between Limerick and Sligo and Derry. Richard Logue from the Atlantic Economic Corridor Business Forum says Dublin Airport also has no railway connections.
If we compare Dublin with Manchester, which is a similar sized airport to Dublin, Manchester both has a tram or a light rail link to central Manchester and an intercity heavy rail station bringing passengers from all over England to that airport. A similar heavy rail connection at Dublin Airport, branching off from the Dublin Belfast line and going towards the city centre, would allow intercity trains from all over Ireland to serve Dublin Airport.
There's calls for the OPW to assist in highlighting and promoting the New Mills corn and flax mill with a view towards attracting more tourists. The Minister for the OPW previously said that the amenity would not be given any significant funding unless visitor numbers increase. Councillor Donal Mandy Kelly is urging Donegal County Council to engage with the OPW on the matter. He says the promotion of the amenity would have far-reaching benefits.
I think the New Mills corn and flax mill there has serious potential. And recently there's maybe three weeks ago there we had Minister Patrick O'Donovan down there for a visit around the New Mills corn and flax. And it was great to have the Minister there. But on his visit, the Minister did state, you know, that if we could engage with Donegal County Council and get the numbers up coming through the door of New Mills corn and flax, that it would entice and, I suppose, it would help the government get done behind the New Mills corn and flax and maybe send more funding that way, because, as I say, the New Mills corn and flax has huge potential out here in New Mills, and it's a great tourist spot. I mean, you have tourists coming out there that road and they're past the New Mills corn and flax, they're heading to Gyarton and they're heading to Glenveagh. And I mean, if we can promote New Mills corn and flax better with more adequate signage and things like that, I do believe that it will entice more tourists into New Mills corn and flax, and it'll help also businesses and B&Bs and pubs and all around the locality as well. So
you did mention there that the Minister for the OPW did say that no significant funding would be provided unless visitor numbers do increase. Vital that the OPW as well have an input in retaining such an attraction.
Yeah, that's for sure, and I have no doubt in my mind that the Donegal County Council will take this motion on board, and they will get in behind it and work with the OPW to help promote New Mills corn and flax. As I said, it's a no-brainer here, Michaela, for the council to get in behind this. And not only will it help the local businesses and B&Bs and that around the locality of New Mills and Glenswally and Churchill, but it'll also be a great boost to the whole of Letterkenny.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time for sport. We say good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Catherine. We start with Gaelic Games. 3 weeks after guiding Kilcoo to a first ever All-Ireland club title, Mickey Moran has stepped down as the club's manager. The Derry native has been in management for 40 years. Moran had three spells in charge of his own county, leading them to the league title in 1995, and he also managed Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim and Mayo senior teams. Moran's assistant managers, Conlath Gilligan and Richie Thornton, will become the club's joint bosses for this season. In boxing, Jason Quigley says he hopes to be back full training in May as he recovers from the broken jaw suffered in his World Middleweight Challenge with Demetrius Andrade last November. The Donegal fighter needed surgery with plates inserted, and now 4 months on, he is working his way back through the recovery process. Jason has been speaking on the 9 till noon show with Greg Hughes ahead of the Lift Your Heels documentary, which airs on Virgin TV this Thursday. The programme follows Jason in his preparations for the biggest fight of his life. Jason told Greg this morning that his recovery is going well.
We're still just in a little bit of recovery now at the minute. I obviously had surgery and had two plates put into my mouth. The bone now is fully healed up. Everything is 100% healed. But I had to get surgery about 3 weeks ago as well, just to get those plates removed. So I'm just in a bit of recovery now from that there. And once I get the green light then from the surgeon that I'm able to get back full training and everything, we will sit down, have a talk with the team and see what's next then.
Yeah, when do you hope to get back into full contact sort of sparring sessions and what have you?
We're probably looking maybe in about 2 months' time, but we're going to have to gradually ease into that. We can't just kind of go straight back in and get hit by Anthony Joshua or Tyson Fury or any of those lads. So.
And you can watch that interview with Jason Quigley speaking on the 9 to Noon show this morning with Greg Hughes. It's available now in the sports section of highlandradio.com. To soccer, Liverpool can take another step towards what would be an historic quadruple tonight. They take a 2-0 lead into the second leg of their Champions League last 16 tie with Inter at Anfield. Things are more finely balanced with Bayern Munich and Salzburg set to meet tonight as well. They resume level, a goal apiece. Both matches kick off at 8 o'clock. There's also six games in the Championship tonight as well. Among them, the leaders Fulham go to Swansea. Matches as well in the Irish Premiership. Just a point separates the top three sides. Linfield lead the way in goal difference from Glentoran. Linfield are at Ballymena. Glentoran host Cliftonville. Elsewhere, Coleraine against Crusaders. And Dungannon Swifts travel to Warren Point Town. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has confirmed it received appeals from the Russian Football Union. Their national team was expelled from this month's World Cup playoffs, and its clubs' sides are barred from Europe following the invasion of Ukraine. The Russian Union has also asked for a stay on their expulsions, with their cases pending, something CAS will decide upon in the coming days. And earlier today, it was confirmed that Scotland's playoff semi-final with Ukraine has been postponed in the light of the invasion. Now, there was defeat for two Donegal sides this afternoon at schools and colleges level. First up, Pubble Skull Gidor were playing in the FAI Schools Junior B Boys National Cup semi-final at under 17 level, but unfortunately lost out at the Letterkenny Community Centre by 8-3 against Coola Post Primary School from Riverstown. And there was also defeat for the LYIT Soccer Ladies side, who were playing in Dublin. They lost out at Belfield to UCD. 3-0 was the final score. That was in the London Cup quarter final. And that now brings the curtain down on the season for the LYIT Ladies football side. In rugby, Jonathan Sexton has confirmed his new contract with IRFU will be his last. The Ireland captain's new deal will take him through to the end of next year's World Cup, by which time he will be 38. Sexton is hoping his contract will allow him to end his career on a high.
That was one of the biggest factors for me. Was I've spoke to a lot of guys that have finished in the game and they have big regrets over World Cups, and I suppose I have a chance now to do that. But obviously it's a long time away at this moment. We've got a lot in front of us to focus on, and but it's great to get it sorted, and I'm absolutely delighted. Yeah.
Finally, Athletics Ireland this week confirmed the 19 athletes to represent Ireland at the World Indoor Championships, which will take place the weekend after next in Serbia. As expected, national 800-metre champion Mark English is included, but he'll also be part of the 4x400-metre relay team. Mark, as we know, was a two-time winner at previous European Indoors, where he took a silver in Prague in 2015 and a bronze in Glasgow in 2019. Letterkenny AC's Teresa McDade will be the operations manager for the Irish trip to Belgrade. That's your sport for today, Catherine.
Thanks, Oisin. Weather now. Sunny spells and showers for the rest of today. Some will be heavy and thundery with a chance of hail. Any remaining showers will die out earlier in the night, and it will be dry for a time with clear spells. Outbreaks of persistent rain will spread from the southwest then, turning wintry on higher ground. Lows of 2 to 4 degrees. Closing headlines now. US President Joe Biden's announced his country will ban oil and gas products from Russia. Fightings continued on the ground in Ukraine, with attempts to evacuate civilians from the city of Mariupol failing for a fourth day. A citizens' assembly may be held to consider Ireland's long-standing position of military neutrality. Senior government ministers have said Ireland's position on neutrality has evolved since joining the EU in 1973. The Gaherla of Donegal County Council says emergency measures need to be put in place to reduce the spiralling cost of fuel. And Donegal County Council is seeking tenders for the Killybegs Town Centre regeneration project. That's it for now. We're back with more at 6. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Tuesday afternoon, the 8th of March. The death has occurred of Patsy Doherty, 23, Gamble Park, Spamount, Castledurg. Funeral from his late home on Thursday at 12:30 for Requiem Mass at 1:00 in St. Francis of Assisi Church, Drummer Bay. Interment afterwards in St. Mary's Cemetery, Cairncorn. The Mass may be viewed via the parish webcam. The house is private to family and close friends. The death has taken place of Mary McAleer, née Madden, 23, Meeting House Street, Strabane, reposing at her home this evening from 6:00. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow evening at 5:00 to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. Requiem Mass on Thursday at 12:00. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Breed Dugan, née McCarron, 157 Upper Mount Marion, Milford, and formerly Warden Kerry Keel. Her remains are reposing at her home. Requiem Mass on Thursday at 12:00 in St. Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on Church Services TV. House private, family flowers only. The death has taken place of Jim Tinney, Mondewy, Manor Cunningham. Jim's remains are reposing at his late residence. House private to family, close friends and neighbours, please, between 12:00 and 10:00 p.m. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15, going to St. Columba's Church, Dromahol, for 11:00 Requiem Mass, interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has occurred of Maggie Porter, 228 St. Eunan's Terrace, Raphoe. Maggie is reposing at her late residence. The wake is private to family, close friends and neighbours. Funeral from her late residence on Thursday morning at 10:40, going to St. Eunan's Church, Raphoe, for 12:00 Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv. Family time, please, from 11:00 p.m. to 11:00 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of John Allison, Tullynavin, Redcastle. John's remains are reposing at the home of his brother, Hayslett, and his sister-in-law, Leta, Woodbrook House, Carrigmacquigley, Redcastle. Family and close friends welcome. Funeral service there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, followed by burial in the family plot in Clare Burial Ground, Redcastle. Family flowers only, donations if desired, to Carindonagh Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Hughie Hannigan, 4 Chestnut Grove, Remelton. His remains are reposing in St. Mary's Church, Remelton, overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11:00. Burial afterwards in Killydonnell Cemetery, Remelton. Funeral Mass and Rosary can be viewed on Church Services TV. The death has taken place of Paddy Holmes, 10 Trinity Court, Newton Cunningham, and formerly of Drumnahoe, Letterkenny. Paddy's remains will repose at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, this evening from 5:30 to 7:00, followed by removal to St. Columba's Church, Drumnahoe, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass there tomorrow morning at 11:00, interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Trinity Court Independent Living, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Annie Kerr, 16 Dr. McGinley Road, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from her late residence tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, going to Trinity Presbyterian Church for funeral service at 2:00, followed by burial in New Lex Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu, if desired, to St. Vincent de Paul, care of any family member, or Jim McGlynn, funeral director. The death has taken place of John Victor Kilpatrick, Mahernapin Convoy. His remains are reposing at his late residence. The house is private at the request of the deceased. Funeral from there at 1:15 on Thursday afternoon for 2:00 funeral service in St. Ninian's Church convoy, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Cree Heart and Stroke Charity Galway and St. Ninian's Parish Church Funds, care of any family member or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has taken place of Peter Ward, late of 9, Castlemurray, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his daughter Aileen Mullins' home, 21 Churchview, Strabane. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Melmount at 10:00, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Melmount Manor Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on melmountparish.com. The death has occurred of Bridget Doherty, formerly of Rosemount Kilmacrenan, reposing at her daughter Geraldine Flood's home, Carnassol, Termin, Letterkenny. Rosary both nights at 9:00. Funeral from there at 10:30 on Thursday morning for 11:00 Requiem Mass in St. Columba's Church, Kilmacrenan, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to RSC Donal Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund, care of Dunleavy Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place of Kay Devaney, Dewish, Newton Cunningham. The house is strictly private at the request of the deceased. Funeral tomorrow afternoon at 2:00 in All Saints Parish Church, Newton Cunningham, with burial afterwards in the family plot. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.